Brendan Kent, athletic director, Wakefield High School, is joining us. And Brendan, welcome. Good to be seeing you and talking with you.
Yeah, absolutely. A little Zoom webcam action here. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, we have just the audio, though, here on the website. Well, Brendan, what is the update from Wakefield? I'm sure it's like in most ways, just like every other school in Massachusetts. But what can you tell me about Wakefield?
Yeah, so I've been sending weekly emails out to our parents and students, just kind of updating them on where we're at. And since the beginning, I've told them, look, this is a unprecedented situation, something we've never dealt with before. And right now, it's still an ongoing and developing situation. And so, to be honest, I think our parents and our kids have been really great about it, very understanding. Because, to be honest, a lot of the decisions are kind of out of our hands at the local level. You know, we're waiting for guidance from the people at the state level. That's, you know, Governor Baker in the State House, the Department of Education, and the MIAA. And basically right now, the date has been set for May 4th to return to school. And that is the date that we would also start school sports again. However, as you are aware, and I'm sure the listeners are aware, that can change at any moment, you know. So I've just kind of told our parents, I'm preparing to be ready. Our league's preparing to be ready. And if that changes, you know, so be it. But we're preparing for May 4th and, you know, just kind of wait and see what happens.
Yeah, you can't do anything else but prepare for those dates that they've given you at this point. And as you said, certainly could change. So what has the Middlesex League done? Have they altered the schedule to make it match up with that, you know, possible May 1 start for practices?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're not, we kind of agreed not to publicly disclose everything we're doing just because we know things can change and we don't want.
By the way, you don't have to publicly disclose stuff, Brent.
Oh, no, that's fine. No, no. I'm happy to tell you that we have discussed it and we have discussed kind of backup plans, I guess, you know, kind of plan A, plan B, plan C.
Yeah.
But we have temporarily put together a plan for the schedule based off the May 4th start date that is set right now. And if that changes, we've discussed about other kind of ideas as well. At the league level, the board of directors, MIAA board of directors in the MIAA tournament management committee met last week.
Yeah.
And so we as a league met the following day based off what information they sent down to us. And then our plan is to meet again after the MIAA board of directors meets again in case something changes.
Yeah, I don't want you to get a reputation as being a leaker out of the Middlesex League.
Yeah. No. I'm happy. You know, we just, you know, didn't want to put out the exact schedule we came up with, you know, until we get more clear picture of what's going on.
I guess finally, how's the Wakefield school community or other people? What are you hearing from people, you know, say in Wakefield?
You know, kind of mixed reviews. I think a lot of people are starting to get cabin fever a little bit. Really, I mean, my heart goes out to all the kids, but in particular, all the seniors. I feel so terrible for them. Some of the kids, you know, the spring seasons there is their quote unquote season, their number one sport, and to work all your life, you know, all off season for this. And then not to get that moment, it's definitely a difficult situation. And then even beyond sports, the spring season is a special season for seniors. You think about senior week, you know, senior prom, senior graduation. There's a lot of things up in the air right now. A lot of really special life moments for these kids. And so, you know, my heart as a educator, my heart breaks for these kids. But I keep telling everyone our number one priority right now is the safety and well-being of all of our students, our families, and community members. So, you know, it's just a difficult situation, but we're going to get through it together, and we're going to be stronger from it in the end.
Well, Brendan, always good talking with you. Thanks for your time and your input, and hopefully we'll check back soon and stay safe. Yeah.
Yes, same to you, Bill. Good talking with you.
Brendan Kent, athletic director at Wakefield High School.